So you've hit rock bottom. You don't know which way to turn, where to turn. At some point in life, we all get to that place where we need someone just to put their arms around us. The problem is that often it's in those times that we find ourselves completely alone. Even if you're surrounded by well-meaning people, somehow it seems that nothing that they're able to say or do makes much of a difference. That's how it is when you're hurting deep on the inside. Now, I'm a pretty tough old nut, but every now and then, I end up in that place too. Whether it's pressure or relationships or work, hey, there are a million things, right? Sometimes they conspire together into a perfect storm that just unleashes such a fury in your life that no matter how strong or how tough you are, it completely overwhelms you. When that happens, where do you turn? I don't mean that as a theoretical question. I'm asking you, where do you turn? One of the things that strikes me about God as I read about him in his living word, the Bible, is that he's into comforting us. In fact, when Jesus was telling his disciples, who at the same time were absolutely petrified that when he's gone, he'd send someone just like him, talking about the Holy Spirit, the word he used there was parakletos, which literally means comforter. John chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, another comforter, just like me, to be with you forever. At the worst time of my life, I looked everywhere for comfort. The only place I found real comfort was in Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves have received from God. God has a heart of compassion for you, and he brings comfort in those times of trouble and distress. In fact, sometimes he's the only one that can get through because he can reach into your heart by his Spirit in a way that no one else can. So when you find yourself in a time of distress, turn to him. He wants to comfort you in a way that no one else can. And here's the amazing thing. When you've received that comfort, his comfort, Holy Spirit comfort, you'll be able to comfort others through that same Spirit in a way that makes such a powerful difference in their lives. That's God's word, fresh for you today.